You tell me when. After just you have on the slideshow.
All right. So, Steve, you can't forget it.
That's right. Ready to go? Okay. I've been there on Shabbos. Today, I wasn't zochet to be in the kol in the beginning for Seder because there was a pinyan aben. Jeremy Schwartzman, Baruch Hashem, made a pinyan aben for his beautiful bachar, Pinchas. Very apropos, during the week right before Matos, still keeping Pinchas in the mindset of Pinchas, the B'tav Pinyan Aben. And yesterday, I had to take my son Shlomo Zalman to the doctor, so I wasn't able to be here to see everyone. And so we're a little behind. Even though usually the minhag is that we have Parshas Shir for part of Erev Shabbos, today we're going to just have Avel Shir, straight Avel Shir, in order to be mashlim some of the Torah that we missed yesterday. In Shin Pei Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch talks about Avel Aser B'tashrei Shemitah. Avel Aser in marital relations. The Gemara learns this, as many other things. In Moed Katan learns this from a pasuk. And the Gemara Nuxuba says in the Avdavad Amabez, a very important Gemara to see inside, because it's quoted in the Beis Yosef, page Shin Tes Zayin. Says the Beis Yosef, according to the Gemara, we know that as far as Anida is concerned, Chazal were so concerned for the prohibition of Isser Bia with Anida, they didn't stop at the Isser Tashrei Shemitah alone. They added a whole gamut of harchakos in order to make sure a person remembers the prohibition of being together with his wife when she's Anida. Says the Gemara in Ksubis, you might have thought that those harchakos apply to a woman with either she or husband or Avelim as well. Since the Isser Tashrish applies. Says the Gemara in Ksubas, again, Shin Tes Zayin in the Beis Yosef, on the bottom, the corner of the Beis Yosef, the bottom, the last Ketzah in the Beis Yosef. V'taris Adam, Kasav, Perikamid, the Ksubas, the Ramban quotes in the Gemara in Ksubas, Tanya, Af Alpi, please remember those words. Those three words? Af Alpi. Seem innocuous now, but they're not going to be innocuous in a few minutes. Af Alpi, Shamru. You can't force her to put on makeup. B'emes Amru, they still said, Mozedes lo sakos, umetzas lo samita, umarchatzis lo panav yadav radwa. The Gemara says, ostensibly, even though Tashish Hamita's aser, he may not force her to put on makeup, the normal harchakos, these are all the names of harchakos, Mozedes sakos, and Matas Amita, and even getting the water ready for Panah Yadav Radlov, those are all things that are prohibited for a wife to do when she is Anida. So the Gemara, those don't apply when she is in Avelus or he's in Avelus. And the Ramban continues, quoting the Ravid. Kosova Ravid, Vel Eino Sarich V'Harchotra Acheres Eloshel Tashmish. The only thing that's prohibited is Tashmish, Shari Amru, because the Gemara says in Mefurash that Mozeres Losa Kos, Matzas Losa Mita, Marchatzis Yopanav Yad Radlov, and therefore, the Raifet says another Archatra, eating together at the same table, which usually is prohibited for a husband and a wife when she's a Nida, unless there's some sort of mafsik, is permissible. The Raifet says the Archatros don't apply when she's a Nida. When she is an Avelus, even though they would apply when she's an Ida. This seems to be the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Shin Pei Gimel, Avel Aser B'tashrei Shemitah Avel Shar Dvar Kurva Mutter. Any other kurva is mutter? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Afilu Mizik Sarkos Hatos Amitah Parchotzos Panav Yadav Radwa. Even these things. This Shulchan Aruch is quoted in the Ravid. Mamish word for word. In fact, even the word afilu, that word afilu, which might have its roots in the Gemara, those words afalpi, are also in the Ravid. The Ravid says, as the Torah quotes it, Pesav Ravid, Avol Shar Dvar Torvo Mutzer Afilu Mizik Zakos. So this word afil in the Shulchan Aruch comes from the Tur, quoting the Ravid, afil, even those things are mutter. Some contemporary svarim are bothered. What does this word afil mean? What is even Mizniach Sakos? So it sounds from the word afilu that if this is the maximum, she can even pour a cup for him. What would you say as far as intimate affection? Chibuk, v'nishuk. Would that be mutter or aser? So the mashmos of the words in Shulchan Aruch taken in a vacuum, if the afilu, the best example we have, is what's not aser, she can even pour a toast for him, she can even eat together with him at the same table, what would you say about chibuk, v'nishuk? That should be aser. L'chora, that would have been the mashmos. But l'chora, this diuk is incorrect. Incorrect. Why is it incorrect? Because this Shulchan Aruch is just quoted from the Ravid. And the Ravid is quoted in the Gemara. And the Ravid says in the Gemara, Lo Shar Kurva. The only things that are prohibited are the things mentioned in the Gemara, Tashu Shemitah, not the things that Ron Ksuba says. So the Ravid says, Mefurish, the Lo Shar Kurva. If the Ravid meant Chibuk Menishuk Arasur, he knows how to write Chibuk Menishuk Arasur, and other Kurvas are Mutter. The Lo Shar Kurva means nothing else is Asur. In fact, this is not only based upon the reading of the Ravid, the Ramban says Mefurish. Quite clearly, that it's quoted from this Ravid again, that we're Pasha, the only thing that's Asur is Sharkruva. And although some of the Svarim make this Diuk, I think the Diuk is incorrect. Afilu was really perhaps the Gemara's word, Afalpi. Definitely the Ravid's word. We know the Ravid says Mefurish, below Sharkruva. So in the opinion of the Mechaber, the only prohibition is Chibuk Menishuk. Why did they Shulchan Aruch pick these three that are Mutter? So that's what the Gemara said. But Huadin, Chibuk Menishuk is Mutter as well, as long as it's not Tashmish Mamish. Daniel? So you're saying, even more of a reason... Okay, you have to think. Nathan?
Do you think the Ravid and the Ramban hold the same thing?
Well, the Ramban has stated no opinion of his own. He's just elucidating the Ravid. So he quotes the Ravid and just elucidates it. So it's clear he's quoting the Ravid. And the Ravid used, the Torah quotes the Ravid using the words afilu, probably from the Gemara Afalpi, but it's l'chara clear that the opinion of the Mechaber is quoting the Ravid. Chibuk, v'nishuk, are mutter as well. However, the Beis Yosef continues from Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the bottom of the Beis Yosef on page Shunta Zayin again says, "Achrei shehevi divrei Ravid b'shem Ramban." Again, in case you missed it the first time, says the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, "Demuteres lechol imo b'ta'ar achas v'afilu v'chibuk v'nisho uchiyotzi behen." The Rabbeinu Yeruchim quoting the opinion of the Ravid. So again, if you didn't like the diuk the first time, that it says the Gemara, quite clearly, that says only Tashmish Mita, nothing else, the Rabbeinu Yeruchim spells it out, that the Ravid's opinion is, afilu chibuk v'nishuk, black on white. So l'chora, the Shulchan Aruch, which is quoting the opinion of the Ravid, would not disagree. Even chibuk v'nishuk are mutter. But says Rabbeinu Yeruchim, even though that's the opinion of the Ravid, v'ra'uy l'hachmir, says the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, I would be machmir against the Ravid. I'm master in the Ravid, but I think we should be machmir and say that anything that does not have a clear mention in the Gemara, leheter, we can prove is going to be mutter, and therefore we should still ask her. So Rabbeinu Yeruchim is still saying he thinks the Ravid, the Etzem, might be right. But since there's no Raya Mukhrachas for the Yisod of the Ravid, that everything was Mutter, L'chora we should be Machmir on anything that mentioned the Gemara. So we only have three things that are Mutter. Three things are Mezidus Akos, Tesamita, Hechot Tespanav Yadav Radov. And this is the opinion that the Rama quotes. Says the Rama, and they put in quite correctly Rabbeinu Yeruchim. So Rabbeinu Yeruchim's opinion is not like the Beis Yosef that says Chibuk Menishuk are mutter, rather they're usher. That's Rabbeinu Yeruchim. But still, Materas Lech Ima B'Ka'ara, we still are Makel with that. Even though one in the theory could have said that should be a problem as well. The Ramah doesn't seem to be massed on that. So the Ramah asks Kibbuch HaNishuch. Based upon the Ramah, what would you say as far as any of the other Hachatos that apply? We know that it's not only these three Hachatos that exist in Hilchos Nida. There are many other Hachatos that Chazal or Dozer. Ezra?
You have to say that that's the only thing that's a sur, because it's like a foul path or whatever. If he's mentioning something specific, everything else by definition is allowed.
The other way around. The only thing, but the Yisod of the Rami Yeruchim is, the only license we have to be Makil is we have three things mentioned in the Gemara. Michal Hain, Atashmi Alav. So it sounds from that anything else, any other Harfakta mentioned in Hilchos Nida, should be Asher.
But where the Ramah is writing in the Shulchan Aruch, all it says is about the Ubiquinishu Yeshachar. So that's the only thing, Yeshachar.
Correct, okay. So you're right, you're saying very beautifully. But the question is, if you go back to the Rabbi Yerucha, he says the whole reason to Asher is that we need license in the Gemara. And there are only three things licensed in the Gemara, Lachor, you would have thought, well, Mashal, you don't need a Harfakta. Is he allowed to hold her hand? He has to touch her. Is that going to be Asher or Mutter? So Mimashmos Dibrehar, you're right, as you're saying very, very cogently. From the Ramah alone, I don't know if that's mutter required. That's not people finish using intimate physical contact. But if you look at the Ramah and the Makar, Rabbi Rukum, then the only three things that are mutter are those three, Bukhar, everything else should be Yasser. There's only three things we have licensed to be Matir. So how do you ask Lamaisa? So for this we need Lukhara, the insights of the Marshal. Quoted by the Bach. It says the Marshal, back to the Bach on page Shin Tes Zayin, a bomb kasha, as we would say. An unbelievable question. Says the Marshal, I don't understand, what's one of the three things mentioned in the Gemara? Rechitzas, Panav, Yada, Veradlov. Says the Marshal, don't tell me, those that know that it was Nida, that it's the same thing as the Nida, she can't even turn the bath on for him. Just Mashmos, the Gemara is not that way, he says. Elamai, Uchora, this means she's allowed to wash his face by touching him. Wash his hands by touching him. Wash his feet by touching him. Zakta Marsha, I don't understand why. Rabbi Yeruchim, you're the one that holds that anything mentioned in the Gemara is the only thing that's mutter. The Gemara, though, is so makil. Why are we mechalitim between Chibuch v'nishuk and a wife taking care of his husband by washing his panav yadav v'radav? Says the Marsha, what you have to say with Chora is that no. The last two lines in the Bach, in this part, because of Arrived, at the very end, says the Bach, quoting the Marshal, it's very nice. It's a very caring wife that's going to be taking care of her husband's personal hygiene. But it's still, it's taking care of his normal physical needs. Chibuch v'nishuch are more intimate. Rachitzas panav yadlov are intimate, but they're taking care of what he needs to do. They're just taking care of the fact that he needs to have a shower. So by her washing his face, even though she's touching him, yes, that's not their chiba, and therefore it's mutter. So this marshal is telling us the yisod l'chora, even within Rinei Ruchim. Looking at Rinei Ruchim in the abstract, I would have thought what I was saying before. That the only thing that's mutter are the three things mentioned in the Gemara. But it says the Marshal, if one of the things in the Gemara is panav yadav v'radlov, which means even touching, the Marshal thinks it's a raya, that touching shalov v'der chiba is going to be mutter. Tarid v'melachta, which means that if it's something, if they hold hands, they want to walk down the street holding hands together, they're not holding hands because she thinks she's going to fall. They're holding hands, that's more v'der klal, like chibuch v'nishuch. That's their chiba, that's going to be a problem. But if she's going to be, let's say, they're going to be carrying something together. We know that even though it's not mentioned in the Gemara, they can't carry things together when she's in Nida. Or hand something to her. Or hold her hand. Or to flip dandruff off her collar. Or for him to her to flip dandruff off his suit. Should be mutter. Is that their achiba? No. That's the Tarab Malachta. That should be mutter. Even a Tarab Malachta. That's the Raya. Marshal brings from the Gemara. Rechitzas panav yadav v'radav. Not only that, this is the opinion of the Magen Avraham, perhaps. Unfortunately now, We are, for the last time in Jewish history, Be'ez Hashem, in the period of 3 weeks, the Avelos, as we lead up to the destruction of the Churban HaBayis and Tisha B'Av. And the halacha is that on Yom Kippur, as well as on Tisha B'Av, there's an Issur Tashrei Shemitah, of course. And the Achronim talk about Issur Tashrei Shemitah even manifesting itself in terms of Nidia. Is it mutter for a husband to touch his wife? So we presume that on Yom Kippur also, they should keep the normal hakatos like she's a Nida, because we don't want to bring Lidei Tashmish. Magen Avraham says on Tisha B'Av, it's different. Tisha B'Av is a heter Nidia, Magen Avraham says. Perhaps, he says, mutter Lidaba Bayom, and Belayla, it's mutter Lidaba. He says, Magen Avraham, why is it mutter Lidaba? Ayein, and he says, Simin something, Shin something, and Avelos. It's Machlokas what he says. But according to the Yad Ephraim, others that in Magia and the Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham, it's a very terse Magen Avraham, it's a tough kuf nun dalet. Tough kuf nun dalet. Sifrat in Yotes. Says the Magen Avraham, according to the way they're Magia and the Magen Avraham, that mutter lida ba ishto, ayein, simen, shin, pei, gimel. What's the Magen Avraham saying? Mutter Adamri to touch his wife. Shalom there, Chiba. Chiba is considered Chiba Chunishu, but that's mutter. So the Magen Avraham also holds, like the Marashal is Medayek, that even the Rebbe Yeruchim, that's asserting things that are not mentioned in the Gemara, still would say that non-intimate touching is still going to be mutter. No, mutter Lidaba. No, well, he's not going to say more than the Ramah here says Mefurish. It's Aser Chibuch Nishu. No, well, why should he be saying? He's just making a Tushno. He's comparing. Just like we have that halacha of Avelos, it'll apply to Tisha B'Av as well. So with Chorah, he's going to be saying that even though Chibuch Nishu is Aser, since he was not a Sfaradi, he's going to say Chibuch Nishu is Aser, but still it's going to be Mutz.
So
right, with Chorah, Chibuch Nishu is Mutz. That's the Ravid. It's the Shulchan Aruch according to the Ravid. Don't be misled by the words Afilu. It's interesting. The Shulchan Aruch, the Ravid himself, even though the Ravid is so makil, the Ravid says what the Shulchan Aruch quotes at the end of Sif Aleph. We say to a Nazir, try not to get involved in Avera, not to sleep in the same bed. Which is, the Ravid sort of added as a Gzera himself. He's not saying the Gemara would require that. So you're saying some of the Sfaradi Poskim would say, Bezman Azed, the same thing should be true, we should extend that. It's always hard to know. But that's what they say. Since the theme is to say we should be Machmir, why not be Machmir? Simi? That's the Sfaradim, same thing. Not like the Sfaradim Medayit, the word Afilu could mislead you. Then, of course, in Sif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch talks about the halachos he's mitzayin to himself. In Shimon Beis, the separate din, if Meis Ovi Shulchasin Ima Shulchala, because there, they're totally docha the Avelos, the Makom, the Shivas Meim Mishnah, and therefore it might be more kal, we have certain chumers that exist. Simen Shin Pei Dalid, Ovel Aser Matam Torah, says the Shulchan Aruch, Ovel Kol Shiva Yamim Aser Lutros Batara, Nevi'im, Uchsuvim, Mishnah, Gemara, Halachos, V'Agados. And this Gemara, this Halacha coming from the Gemara, is a little bit hard to understand. Because the Gemara needs two different sources for this idea. Number one, by Yechezkel, when Yechezkel lost his wife, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him there are certain things he should do for Avelos, certain things he shouldn't do, but when we die from that, consistently, that if he didn't, he was not supposed to do it, but Derech Klal and Avel should do it. So one of the things here, it's what Yechezkel did do, Hanek Dom, be quiet. By Yidom Aaron. And the Gemara says there are two prohibitions we learn from the Pasuk, Hanek Dom, be quiet. Number one is Simen Shin Pei Dalid. Number two is Simen Shin Pei Hei. The first one is the prohibition for Talmud Torah. An Avel is not allowed to learn Torah. But says the Gemara, that's not all. Specifically Talmud Torah, because it says, Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Misam Chilev.
Yeah, that's in the Gemara.
The Talmud Aleph? I don't remember the... Tanya Talmud Aleph. Beis Yosef doesn't quote it?
No, but it
says... No, the Gemara doesn't quote it? But the Gemara doesn't do Darshan? It's not there?
Not the Masantai,
but that's the Thomas. Masantai Leif. But the Gemara Hanekdom?
No, that's on Tedot.
That's on
Tedot.
Tedot of Malach? Good.
And then there's one cut in the book which talks about the issue.
It's the Tamato.
Right.
Good.
And then Kapal from Lal, which discusses
the prohibitions of Issue Tamato. Good. Okay. So, you would have thought from Hanech Dom, in theory, that there's an Issue, in theory, for everything. Maybe it's to be quiet with Amri. But the Gemara understands, based on the Drasha, that the only prohibition of Dom, being quiet, applies to these two things, Tamato, as well as Sheol Shalom. That's for the Avel himself. We saw earlier, Gemara that Jonathan liked very much, quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that Ein Omrim, the Gemara says, Moitam Dab Chavdim Omen Aleph, Ein Omrim, Shmua V'Agada V'Veis Avel. One should not say Shmua V'Agada, one should not say Torah V'Veis Avel, and that doesn't mean, what does that mean? You shouldn't say Shmua V'Agada V'Veis Avel. Does that mean the Avel himself is also B'Tam Torah? The Avel shouldn't speak himself in Torah? No. Says, this is quoted in the Derech Moshe here, Shin Pei Gimel, Shin Pei Dalet. The Derech Moshe quotes this in his Mitzayin earlier to the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef quotes, this is on page Reish Chaf in the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef quotes, this is in Shimon Shin Dalet Mem, or much, much earlier, Onin Vehespit. In Shimon Shin Dalet Mem, the very bottom of the page, Reish Chaf. This halacha we saw a few days ago in Om Shmuel Adad Beis Avil, the Gemara in Moy Katan, but it's quoted by the Beis Yosef from the Ramban on the bottom of page Reish Chaf in Shimon Shin Mem Dalet. Tanya Sub for Sofer Yom Adalfin in Omrim Shmuel Adad Beis Avil. What does that mean? Chasav Ramban with Haris Adam B'Shabbos Kamar. What does that mean? One can't say Shmuel Adad Beis Avil. It means a person should not speak Torah on Shabbos, says the Ramban, Af apishen avelus b'Shabbos in the top of page Reish Chaf Aleph in the Beis Yosef, even though there's no provision of avelus in general b'Shabbos, in ostim sham b'Torah v'b'Shmua v'b'Adada. Avon b'Alehem morin ma'isa morin misa v'etu shalom. So the Ramban says that's referring to specifically Shabbos, not to say Shmua v'Adada b'Beis Avil. Even on Shabbos, when it's not supposed to talk Torah in the Beis Avil. But Ora, what does that mean? That means in front of the Avil. That means that you would have thought on Shabbos, it's Mutter, but Tama Torah perhaps, you would have thought we would be Mekel. The Ramban is saying, the Gemara is telling you, no. Even on Shabbos, don't say Shmua V'Adada in front of the Avil. Because the Avil still also with Tama Torah, even on Shabbos. But Mikol Shetain, during the week, it's not correct to speak Torah in front of the Avil. So we thought, based upon the idea of Rabbi Salvechev, one should even say it's going to be true even not in front of the Avil. But that's not the way the Ramban says practically. The Ramban says clearly two anachos, talking about Shabbos, and it means in front of the Avil. But you shouldn't think that because the Avil is now observing Shabbos, it's going to be mutter for him to learn Torah. No. One should not say Shmuel Barada in front of the Avil on Shabbos. That's what the Ramban, quoting the Beis Yosef, understands. But we see from there that there's a prohibition not only for the Avil to learn Torah, but even to discuss Torah in front of the Avil. But there's no Makar that means when the Avil's not there, means when the Avil's there in front of the Avil. It means the Chiddush is, even though it's not available for Shabbos, so you shouldn't talk in front of the Avil. The Chiddush is the Avil. Why make it easy that it's going to be in a case where the bias is there? So I would have thought if that was really the chiddush of the Gemara, the Rabbi doesn't need to say Shabbos. The Rabbi should say it's a chiddush that even if the Avil is not there. Clearly, if he's only changing the chiddush to be Shabbos, that means that it's a unique chiddush about Shabbos. I would have thought this had to Tamatara. Not Like maybe we want to say, but that's not the Pashto Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara means it's mutter because of. It's a tremendous chiddush. If the Ramban meant that the point was it's usher even shlo b'fnei elul because it didn't bias, that would be the chiddush the Ramban would say. He doesn't need to be dochet to be talking about Shabbos. If he's saying the chiddush is talking about Shabbos, that means the chiddush even when everything is the exact same as during the week, chiddush just is Shabbos l'chora. That's I think the simple reading of the Ramban. You don't like it. You're very convinced that the idea, and could be it's true. I mean, the Rav thought that's true, but I don't think that's the most necessarily of the Ramban. You have to think about it. Yes, we'll talk. Bez Hashem and Simon Tov. We'll talk about the issues that are Nodea for Shabbos, but it's Nodea in the Simon Shimpei Dalit as well, as far as Aliyah. But that's there in a minute. But that's Iker function. Iker focus on that is Simon Tov Bez Hashem. However, the Torah quotes over here in Shimpei Hei. Shinpei Dalet, that from the Eva Rabasi, that even the people that come in front of him, what do? If they come in front of the Avil, they want to get the Avil's insight. They come in front of a Rebbe. So they want their Rebbe to teach them Torah. The problem is, Nebuch, a Rebbe who's sitting in Shiva, can't teach them Torah. So they want to learn Hilkos Avelus and Yanei Avelus. So what do? They have a Chak. Rebbe, Shemes Lames, Boyan V'yoshim Lufanov, they shmuz the Hilchos Avelus in front of him. So, says the Eva Rabasi, even though shmuz v'agad stam, to say Torah, to talk about Parshas Matos in front of the Avil is not correct. Jonathan would argue even shlo b'fnei the Avil is incorrect. But says the Eva Rabasi, what about even Hilchos Avelus alone? They want a shmuz and learning with their Rebbe in Hilchos Avelus. Not only with the Hilchosah. Halacha l'maisa, but not nodeah for any one of them. They want to shmuz Hilchos Avelus. So they want to learn Hilchos Avelus with their Rebbe. What do? They have the schat. They sit in front of him, and they start talking Hilchos Avelus between themselves, among themselves. And if they say something wrong, vim tohu mashiva misafarafa. He can interject and say, no, that's not correct. So this is their chat. This is how they learn Torah from their Rebbe, despite the fact that he's in Avelus. He is sitting there. He's not saying a word. They say things, and if they say anything wrong, he's allowed to correct them. This is they learn things from their Rebbe. But says the Avot Rabasi, quoted in the Torah, who ain't a shoel? But he shouldn't ask any Torah himself. He can't be involved in the conversation. So we see here a severe limiting of the idea of Talmud Torah. Even though the Shulchan Aruch tells in Sefalef, what's mutter is to learn Dvar Marayim. Chavos Avelus are mutter. But says the tour, to learn Hilchos Avelus, there needs to be a chap going on. What's the chap? The chap is that they need to get involved in the conversation and he's going to interject his opinions. They can't just ask him Shabbos and Hilchos Avelus, even Hilchos Avelus. Well, that's strange. Didn't we just say in Shulchan Aruch that it's mutter for him in Simchat Pei Dalet, mutter for him to learn Dvar Marayim? So, we see from here, L'chora, two different points. Number one, that it's usher for him to be involved in maso matan, like the Shulchan Aruch says as far as Hilchos Tisha B'Av. Even on Tisha B'Av, even when a person learns, a person should really be bad bevad. People should be learning by themselves, not with others there. Because when others are there, it's still a meeting of simcha, because they're discussing the beauty of Torah, that itself is a problem. That's what the Eva Rabasi is telling us. Everybody's saying that if there are people that are discussing things, they shouldn't have a discussion. Even if an Avil Nebuch, there's two brothers that were just sitting in Shiva, should they learn Mechavrusa and be Mechalpel? L'chara not. That's the Eva Rabasi. It's not right to be involved in conversation. Point number one. David? And, no? Maskim? Shouldn't be involved in conversation. You can only answer them with the Eva. They shouldn't be involved in a conversation. Says the Birkei Yosef on the bottom of the page, in the small letters on page 2 in the Shulchan Aruch, something else. It starts at the bottom of 382. It says Birkei Yosef. Where's the Birkei Yosef? Thank you. Second to last, on the bottom, on the side, all the way on the side. He once said, he has a story. So I saw a gadol who was doing it with the Torah quotes from the Evaravos. He was learning by himself, not with anyone else, no conversation. But he was learning with Hasmada, being Ma'ayin Hilchos Avelus, learning shaks and tazes, trying to say who's right, trying to be Machriya, really being Be'iyun. Umashim is Chadish Binyan Shaka Vataria, Odin Kosev. He had his laptop, his mom was writing down his Aris. Says the Brit Yosef, Umala Al Sefer. V'yehedyot Lav Shaper Avad. Says the Brit Yosef, that's also not correct. Not only not to learn with a chavrusa, but even to learn oneself, to learn be'iyun, to really have an experience of Torah, is not correct. Tevadai, tevin shematit heyuno mechadish. If he's writing it down, he's really mechadish. Ein simcha leval Torah gdol mizu. What more simcha is that? V'latiru elu lilmod pashtei dinim v'ashmos. That's what they said before Shmei Tishvav. Mesamchei leiv. As the shach quotes over here, the first shach. That means that you shouldn't have the simcha of Torah. You have to nebuch, learn the superficial realities of Torah, but not Torah b'simcha. Torah b'simcha means Talmud Torah b'iyun. The question may not have tried to do. He said, "Daito hatzar l'fnei mishu dadol haniskar v'sachatli." I told the dadol this idea, and he laughed at me. He said, "It's not true." Well, Maisa, I don't know who the dadol was, but who's part of Shulchan Aruch? So what is it? Avishatachli?
Yeah.
Avishatachli. Okay. He's telling me to be quiet. Well, Maisa. Rechi Yosef wrote in Shulchan Aruch. We don't know who the other was, so his opinion was not quoted in Shulchan Aruch, but the one who made it to Shulchan Aruch was the Rechi Yosef. And Rechi Yosef made a very good tushta. He said, maybe it is. We don't see anyone else that says not like that. But Rechi Yosef is very mistaper. He says, learn from Tisha B'Av. From Tisha B'Av we have the idea of Mesam Chelev, and therefore, you want to be also. Unless you're saying, like your Meram is before Jonathan, with your hand perhaps you mean, and even if you don't mean, you could mean, that will Chora to the Fendinim. You could have said, no, Tisha B'Av is Mesam Chelev. One did. On Avelus, it's in Hanekdom. Be quiet. At first, what is the most important Torah? One of the most important words people talk? Torah. So Dom means don't talk your important words, which is Torah. But the Maisa, the Shach points out here, that no, we have the Tushdel. Mesam Chelev is the idea behind Tisha B'Av, behind, not only Tisha B'Av, behind Avelus as well. And therefore, Bechay Yosef says, if you learn from Tisha B'Av, that you can't have Iyun when you learn, Pua Din will be true as well. And that's another, understand the Chor, even though Bechay Yosef doesn't say it, that's shot in the tour. What did they do? They didn't just talk about ABCs in halacha. They were ma'ayin in halacha. So if they never, if they need him to answer, they can answer. But they can't have major discussions with him when he is in halacha.
This is also a mashmah from Rashi, talking about Torah, that at the very end of Dibur Matkal Asulikar says, Hani is the simcha also. So he has
simcha.
Simcha.
Valve. David? Shtaya?
There's a minhag in many communities, like, where in the base of somebody,
oh.
And so, oftentimes the way they'll do it is make it like a mini hester. I think they say the Mishnah, and then they say like an idea, which is usually probably something profound about, you know, about losing somebody, or about a relationship with mother and father, or husband and wife, child and son, whatever. So, if you say that it's an anecdote, maybe that would be a problem. If you say maybe it's something related, it would be a problem. Even though it's not, you know, Hilchos Avelus per se, still that Mishnah is being used.
And you pointed out, we know Hilchos Hesped.
Right.
And if you quote Pesukim in order to increase the Hesped, it's Mutter.
Right.
But the Nosh Shalom pointed out in Shulchan Aruch that people that just try to show their oratory skills and try to use a nice vart and throw in the idea of the mace at the end is not correct, because that's really Talmud Torah.
Of course.
But here you're saying, so if they do a good job making it to a Hesped, that should be Mutter L'chor. No, right, we know, so we'll see, Ezra Shem, that Hesped is called Shoshim.
Oh.
So L'chorah, even in Pesach L'chorah, there's no reason to say that should be us. L'chorah, if they do it well, L'chorah, that should be Mutter. Mark? So it depends. So we'll get that. So it depends, that means that, so here that's their Rebbe, but there are other people too. It's not Nachutz. If it's someone who's Nachutz, it's Rabban Shichon well. But we'll... If it's just they want to hear a Torah from their Rebbe, that would be not.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you see from there? Yeah, so it sounds like something like Shino. So
Shino, that's why also they would say, because it used to be a tournament, that's why I think that's sort of one, I forgot exactly where it said that if he does it by himself, not even a tournament, that's considered a Shino as well.
Right. So as you're pointing out, that's why they have to have the funny way of the Rabbasi sitting in front of him. That's part of the Shino, you're saying also. Depends on how they did it usually. Right, right. He's allowed to. So well, hold on, we'll get to there. That's a separate discussion. Hold on a second. Right. Well, Jonathan? Yeah, yes, I know. I couldn't read. Right, right. Vishasim, he told me to read. Dom, he said you, Dom. You're telling me to be Dom. I thought, right. I don't know, I'm not sure. Maybe. I thought it was a chap. You're telling me a din in Hanech Dom, I'll tell you to be Dom. But. Oh, that's. Yeah, but. Before the Aruch Shulchan, tell me the same point in a minute, we'll talk about the Aruch Shulchan. But the next din, which is very much related, is the Shulchan Aruch says, Rabbim Tzvichim Lo, it's Mutter. But he has to do it with a shino, as Jonathan pointed out. Rabbi Shikamo is also not going to be mutter. Says the Ramah. Oh, Yidush Ba'atzmo. Or you can give shir himself. It used to be that you used to have a microphone, you used to have chavre, chavrisle, it used to be one person to another person, made it public. But now, Yidush Ba'atzmo, he should do it himself. So this Ramah, Yidush Ba'atzmo, is the subject of a major debate. According to the way we read there in Shulchan Aruch now, in Tavshin Samach Ches, the Shulchan Aruch says that he is right to learn Hukz of Elus, number one. Or the Dvar Maroim. Number two, Rabbi Mitzvichim Lo, it's Mutter. As long as he doesn't have it in the fancy way to Maturgamun. Says the Ramah, what's another thing he's allowed to do if he wants? To speak to himself. That's what the Shulchan Aruch reads. In fact, it even says Mordechai. Mordechai says in Hukz Avil. The problem is, if you look back in Darkei Moshe right here, says, from the Mordechai, this halacha. What does the Mordechai say? Or Mordechai looks at the kol shein the usur l'dush ba'atzmo. No, this Rama is a mistake. This Rama says yidush ba'atzmo is mutter.
No, it's usur. It's also usur.
Oh. No.
Usur in the Shulchan Aruch goes on to only drush ba'atzmo.
And if you might say like Eitan, what's the right now? Okay, then, because who made this here? This Rabbi has a story. Used to be it said in Shulchan Aruch, Aser, which was Betorah and Vimuksuvim, Mishnah or Gemara, Ochs Vardados, Vim Rabbi Musikh, Mosam and Mutter, Uvaj Vayam and Returdim, O Yiddish Ba'atzmo. Used to say a line before, he should not do it. Sorry?
But the difference is that he doesn't have a Sefer in front of him, as opposed to reading.
No, Ba'atzmo meaning say it himself instead of having the Turdiman. Instead of having the Turdiman, says the Ber Hadola on the side. This Ramah that we have here is Kain Tzarech Lomar Makom Adroz. Kain Tzarech Lomar Makom Adrozu. Kain Mepurish Bebraisa. The Darkei Moshe, the Ber Hadola, moved these words in the Ramah. The Ramah used to say he's not allowed to speak himself. Says the Ber Hadola, must be he is allowed to speak by himself. Because the Braisa says this. The Braisa says Mepurish is allowed to speak by himself. Says the Arach Mishar, quoted in the Bible of Hadroz of Aris in the new tour. Ridiculous! Ber Hadola, you didn't look in the Darkei Moshe. It says before the Nekamosher, Kasav Mordechai, that it's also the Shbatzmo. The Mordechai was that it's also, and therefore you, Bechinam, you made a mistake, Halach L'maisa, in how to read the Ramah. Ramah means that it's also, not Mutter. Mark? How do you know? Darkei Moshe, what do you mean? Darkei Moshe wrote this psak, and then it. Correct, but. And the Ber Hadola had in front of him the way we have the Mordechai. He just moved it. He moved it to the way we have it now. Oh, Yiddish Ba'atzmo is Mutter. I mean, it used to say in the middle of the Shulchan Aruch, Sholayabin Turdiman, Oh, Yiddish Ba'atzmo. Says the Maradola, he's allowed to, because the Gemara says the story with Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi did Ba'atzmo. Says the Aruch Mishra, that's not a raya. That's ridiculous. No. When Rabbi Yossi was Darish, it meant he told people he did it very quietly. It's not that he's not Darish Ba'atzmo, so therefore it's Asur. So he's a Lamaisa, he's not allowed even to be Darish Ba'atzmo.
Well, it wasn't Ba'atzmo only allowed because there was a shinui from having a Torgamon which everybody had. Nowadays nobody has a Torgamon, so clearly Ba'atzmo would be Asur.
Would have been worse, you're saying. Maybe even the Ramah, maybe. But the Archimedes says even in those days there's no reason to say it's Mutter. But says, sorry? Correct. Yeah, the Archimedes was upset that the Beridola didn't look in the Darkin Moshe. He didn't have a Darkin Moshe Aruch, so there's nothing to talk about. Why didn't he look in the fact that it said in the parentheses Mordechai Hilchos Avel? It said he didn't have a printing of the Shulchan Aruch that said Mordechai Hilchos Avel either. So there's no fault of the Beridola, but Lamaisa, he doesn't like this. If you look carefully in the Darkin Moshe, the way we have it, it seems that the Yiddish Matzmo is going to be Aser. Says the Ramah further, Yachal Lifsoch Isser Hatcher or Yachal Shoel. So he's allowed to pass Moshe if it's necessary, if there's no one else. But he can't teach Talmidim. Says the Ramah, Avel Aser Lomar Halacha Talmidim. He's not allowed to say Halacha to his Talmidim. However, the Chen Oedim says the Ramah, Api Shesh Matiyim, there are some that are Matil. We are Machmir. And the Madiyim point out, where is this Ramah that says there's an Aser Isser to teach Shir? That means if a Rebbe has Shir, can the Rebbe do Shir during Avelos? So the Ramah says, maybe. Maybe he can teach his Talmidim. But the Ramah says, quoting from the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yerucham has 2 days about it. The first day is that it's mutter. The second day is that it's arminot to say it's asr. Says the Ramah, Af yishesh metil, and there is something that says mutter, arminot to say that it's asr. That's the Ramah's yisod. The problem is, if you look carefully in the Shach, as well as the Taz, they both disagree. The Taz quotes the same Rabbi Yerucham. It says Rabbi Yerucham Taz Sifkat Nalef. Taf Alevav is Toldos Adam V'Chava. Toldos Adam V'Chava is the name of one of the Sfarim that Rabbi Yerucham is made of. Toldos Adam V'Chava. But Taf Alevav. Nesiv Chavches Kasav. Re'isi. So that's why you see sometimes in the Shulchan Aruch it says Rabbi Yerucham, sometimes it says Nesivos Adam V'Chava, sometimes it says Toldos Adam V'Chava. That's all Nesivos. Each one is represented to a Nesiv. It's all the same word for Rabbi Yerucham. Tazav v'chav 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 kasav re'isi l'rabosei she'yav magidim halach achadim l'yamim. He quotes the Rabbi Yerucham that's mutter, and therefore the Taz says for these little talmidim, the little kids, hevel p'im, let's say he teaches third graders. The Torah of a third grader who never was time and time chait is even better than the Torah of the Dolan. Of course you should be a Rebbe and teach us talmidim, says the Taz. Of course, not only the Taz, so says the Shach. The Shach quotes in Sifkat and Beis. Shem Orchus Chaim, Lavdet Yenochos, Yeshom Esedin, and Rabban Tzvichamo. It's a chap. It's Rabban Tzvichamo, therefore it's going to be mutter. It says the Orch Mishar again. I understand, it's very nice. Yesh al ni lismoch. There is room to say that a Rebbe can teach his Talmidim during the time that he's in Shiva, because that's, as the Taz says, that's the minute from Rabban Yeruchim to teach Talmidim, and the Shach adds in from the Orchus Chaim. From Aram Yilanil, one of the Rishonim also, that says that's like Rabban Tzvichamo. He's their Rebbe. Everyone knows that a substitute is not as good as a Rebbe. So therefore, if you have a sub for a week, they're not going to learn as much. They should have their Rebbe. That is like Rabban Tzvichamo. Just like if you have only one person test a brain death Shaila too. He needs to pass a brain death Shaila even though he's an Avil. So the same thing is true with these kids. This is their Rebbe. This is the person who's the most suitable for their job. That's Rabban Tzvichamo. So the Taz and the Shach both say a Rebbe should teach us Talmidim. Says the Arach Mishar, quoted in the bottom of the footnotes of the new tour. That's very nice. There's definitely in a halachic literature there's room to say that a Rebbe should teach us Talmidim. But who's that against? The Ramah. The Ramah said before that it's not true. Not only that, Taz, you sound like you're discovering America. You're telling us, oh, there's a Rabbi Yerucham that says that the Rebbe's allowed to teach us Talmidim. The Ramah's quoted that Rabbi Yerucham. He says Yesh Nodim Lahakel. But that's not our minhag. Of course we know that's true. But what are you doing, Taz? You're saying the other opinion of Rabbi Yerucham. There's no Kiddush there. We know Rabbi Yerucham. We know that some say Mutter. The problem is, the Ramah says Aser. So, I don't know, Taz, what you're saying. You're not adding a new Makar. You're quoting the very same Makar and saying, oh, the Ramah said some say Aser, some say Mutter. You quoted that. Now, I'm telling you, some say Mutter. We know some say Mutter. The Ramah already said that. The Ramah says, which is why, L'chora, they should not do it at all. The Ramah says already, to and hug him, the minute is that, L'chmir. He's talking about other Achronim. But still, For every situation, always the Rebbe. What's well, always? It's always Rabbi Shmuel. It's always the Rebbe is always the best, whether their kids are 5 or 25. With Talmidim, right? So you're making a attempt to maybe use passively. That's not the pashtus. So maybe. But the shach is hard to read. Stam. The shach has 2 points. The shach says that Jonathan wants to say the shach means. You have to judge on a case-by-case basis. It means that stam, if he's a Rebbe, stam a Rebbe, you could have someone else fill in, but if you can't have someone fill in, then not. Maybe, although it sounds like they're all talking about the same medubur. But the shach is difficult, from our Chassayim, just hard to understand as a hara stam. He says, first of all, why is it mutter for Rebbe teachers talmidim against the Rama? It would sound like, why is it mutter? Number one, it's mutter because it's Rabbi Shichamo. They need their Rebbe. Number two, Davar Avud. Davar Avud is mutter. So, come again. Davar Avud is not a klal in all of Hilchus Shiva. Oh, I have really, really, really nice leather shoes. I just bought $300 leather shoes. There's a 7-day return policy. And I have to wear them for a few days to see if I like them. It's Davar Avud if I don't wait till after Shiva. Therefore, it's mutter to wear leather shoes. We don't find Davar Avud is mutter to mivat all day in Shiva. What does the shach mean? Oh, for their students to have this Rebbe's Davar Avud. What does that mean? From the Rabbi, what does that mean, Davar Avud? Okay, what the Shach means is that there's 2 reasons the Rebbe can't be the Rebbe. Number one is Talmud Torah. Number two, it's his job. Says the Shach, the job is Davar Avud. And number Davar Avud, at least an extension. And number two, the idea of the Talmud Torah. Seb? Sabatawa, so you're saying that can't be, because you're not getting paid. No, you should not get his Sabatawa. You shouldn't get his Sabatawa, because that's all. He can't mean it. He could have been an investment banker. Instead of being an investment banker, he's teaching Torah, so he should get the investment banking salary, because he could have been an investment banker. But if he could be an investment banker this week anyway, he shouldn't get the investment banker salary. And also, the problem is still, it's not, if according to what I'm saying, it's still not straight Davar Avud. Davar Avud means that it's not the parnassus of it, that's the point. You can't say that all parnassus of those Davar Avud. That's not a good enough kula. But, yeah, that's the Pashup shot. That would have been the Pashup, but then the question is, what does that mean? That's the problem that we're trying to address, exactly. We don't know what the shach quote in the Aruch HaSayim. We don't know what the Aruch HaSayim means. It's hard to understand. So it's hard to know what Davar Avud means altogether here. It's because, as we pointed out, as you're pointing out, you're reiterating the same idea. It's very hard to say that there's an idea of Davar Avud in all Hilchos Shuvah. Oh, Davar Avud, that's really bad. That's mutter. We don't find that by Talmud Torah, let's say. David? Right, but the Aruch Mishra is saying, so that's sort of what Jonathan was saying before. You can say there's another Makar Jonathan disagree, but say the same Rene Rokum. Rabbi quoted Rene Rokum. He said he likes the more macro opinions. You want to say, oh, we will make the way
it's spring. I mean, it's like quoting
Rene Rokum. Right, that is possible. He's saying, right, and Elisha is saying that's the minute. I mean, he's saying that the minute he saw, that was the Rebbeim did. He said he saw people, very soon, right. He's quoting that the Rene Rokum says he saw people do it, so therefore, I like the fact that when Yerukum saw, historically that's what happened. He's not trying to argue, he's just quoting, yeah, very possible, he's just quoting the idea, he likes he's madif that's telling him in Yerukum. the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Gimel something which would not have in theory been in Shin Pei Dalet Talmud Torah, but the Beis Yosef put it here anyway. The Beis Yosef says, and he quotes it again in Shulchan Aruch, Sif Gimel, Im Ein Shem Misha Yispalel Lotzis Rabbi Nei Chavoson Yachal Avol Yispalel Lotzion. If there is no one to daven in order to daven for the Yamud, Davil can daven. Can daven? What does it mean, can daven? L'chor etzepela. Isn't it always supposed to daven? So one might add that nowhere do we have in Hilchos, in Shulchan Aruch, in Beis Yosef, the concept of an avil davening for the Yamud. The earliest source we have the idea of, we have the Ramah we saw in Shinayin Vav, that an avil says Kaddish, and it's even better to daven for the Yamud than say Kaddish. That's the Ramah. Tar Zeruah. Tar Zeruah was an Ashkenazi Rishon. Tar Zeruah says that it's an idea for to daven where the avil Ptira was. Those are all ideas in the Ramah. We didn't see anywhere that the Beis Yosef says that there's an Indian for the avil davening. So Lechora, in theory, I presume that Sfaradim are Machpid also to daven for Yartzeit and daven during Shiva and Shloshim. But based on the strict reading of the Beis Yosef, there's no makar for that idea b'chlal. There are other sources for that idea, the Zohar that we mentioned, but I don't think it's mentioned at all in the Shulchan Aruch. Simi? They have a sense, so that's interesting. So that's the point they talk about. If there's a set chazan, he shouldn't do it. It's not right. It's not right for him to just become the person to interject. So historically, I don't know, what was the minute in the Edut HaMizrach, to daven for the Amud or not? Even Kaddish, strictly speaking, Kaddish is not mentioned in the Beis Yosef. It's only a Hosafa of the Ramah. Ramah is it. Oh, Beis Yosef, that's right. It's not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. It's not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch at all. Anyone remember Shulchan Aruch mentioned Kaddish? I don't think Shulchan Aruch mentioned Kaddish. But as far as daven for the Amud, the problem is here, Daniel. For sure, it's just historically, I mean, we don't see anything about the Beis Yosef saying that idea of the Avol Davening. You're right. But it's interesting here is that even the Ramah here, should have said, Lefimin Adeinu, that he was married by Shinayin Vav, crossing the Arzaruah, that there's a minhag for the Avil to daven for the Amud. He should have made some sort of Hadrah here. All he adds is that Mitzvah is Palo Shakas Arz Makhma Shemesh Shem Avil, to daven there. But doesn't end the Avil Kamim Tarif. It doesn't say anything about the Avil Davening for the Amud. That's strange. Why not? Says the Beis Hillel, L'chorah the chat is that we know there's Nebuch Zayin Krovim. Who does an Avil daven for? Avivimo. So Avivimo, yeah, there's anything to daven, but there's no rice. Says the Beis Hillel, right here on the side of the page, this could be talking about Shar Krovim. We don't know what this is talking about. So for Shar Krovim, there's an Indian of the Avil being able to be Motzi people, perhaps that's the discussion. The Ramah is not Madiyah because he's not talking about Avivimo. It's talking about the Shar Krovim, and therefore there's no Indian for the Avil daven for the Amud. The Shach quotes in Sifkat and Gimel here in Shin Pei Dalet, a very basic distinction to answer up the Bach. The Bach says in Siman Tuf, the halacha is that if an Avil goes to Shul during Shiva, he should not be the one to have an Aliyah for Kohen, let's say. But we'll see in Siman Tuf as Hashem, the story through Natam. Natam was a Kohen. Rav Tam was an Ola every week. He was not a Kohen, he was an Ola every week. And they called him, even they didn't come during Shiva because they thought he was an Avelos. He went up anyway because he didn't want to be Avelos before Hesia. Says the Bach, I don't understand that the halacha is, as far as Hilchot Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch says that if there's no other Kohen, this Kohen is allowed to have an Aliyah on Shabbos. But here, the Shulchan Aruch says that if there's a Kohen, there's no other Kohen aside from him, he can't be Ola. So the Shach says a very partial difference. On Shabbos, it's an Isra of Avelos Beparasya. There he's allowed to be Ola, because it was Avelos Beparasya, he's the only Kohen that doesn't grow up. But if in a base level Stam, Ola should not grow up. This happened once, I was in Mount Sinai a few years ago. Mount Sinai there was in the Erech HaKminyan, now they're very Choshev Rabbayim, the different Minyanim in Mount Sinai, the weekday Minyanim. But there was no Rabbi there, Erech HaKminyan. They gave Aliyah to a Kohen who was during Shiva, he was in Shiva. Because he didn't have a minion in his house, so he went to shul. We'll talk about that, Pesach Hashem, in the future. He went to shul, and they gave him kohen. That's incorrect. The densest din, Shulchan Aruch, a kohen should not have Kohen, except if he's the only Kohen on Shabbos. In fact, the Rizdeus here, quoting Beis Yosef, writes that the minhag apparently was for an Avel, he says this whole idea of the Shulchan Aruch about Avel being mispalel others, being motzi others, is according to some communities. But our minhag says the Rizdeus says the Avel doesn't go to shul altogether. Therefore, there's no issue of him being motzi others. What does that mean? What was the obvious question of the Rizdeus? Then in his house, clearly the Rizdeus held, and we'll see this that comes up again, Bezos Hashem, that the minhag, this is the Beis Yosef quotes, minhag was for an Avel to daven at home without a minyan. He davened at home, not the halach place of Knesset, therefore they all came to him in order to have a minyan. The minhag was, an Avel just stayed home and did not go to shul altogether. He stayed home, there was no minyan. I don't know, it's hard to know. Let's hold off any questions so we can finish up in due time. The Beis Yosef quotes it in, which the Achronim quote on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, the Gilead Marashot quotes, but it's not quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The Ravid Shavar was known to have said, as Jonathan pointed out a few days ago, the Ravid Shavar said on Tisha B'Av, he can't wait to get the Gehenim that he's going to get for learning Torah on Tisha B'Av, real Litvak. That he learned Torah on Tisha B'Av, he was not going. That's they say. He didn't want to not learn Torah on Tisha B'Av, and he says, okay, he can't wait to get to the Gehenim he got for learning. He's going to get for learning Torah on Tisha B'Av, even though it's also to learn Torah. Okay, but it's let's see. You saw it. He was Lubavitch. The Rosh Hashanah was Lubavitch. Wow, he's Chassidish. That they say. It sounds very sharp. Or the story goes that when Rav Aaron Salveshuk Zatzal and the Rav were sitting in Shiva for someone in their family that passed away, so the Rav said that Rav Aaron should learn Torah even during Shiva, because Arava, they used to call Rav Aaron Arava. Arava is an istus for Torah. He's an istinus, and for istinus it's mutter. That sounds very sharp, like the regular. What does that mean? It's like malacha as far as bitul Torah. What do you mean? Where does istinus come into the Talmud Torah? So both of those ideas, even though they sound very interesting, both the Rav and the Ravid Shavar, what were they really mechavin to l'chora? They really meant was the sort of the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef said that mishu lot achar Torah, a person who has fire, which is pushing him to learn Torah, he just can't not learn Torah for 7 days, he's allowed to learn Torah. So even though it's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that's what both of those stories mean. So did the Rav Shavar get Gehenim really? Although he couldn't wait for it, he said, he wouldn't get Gehenim, because Lod Achar Torah is mutter for an Avil. Okay, fine, so you mean you won't use the right to story of the Rav Shavar, it's still better to have... So it's the Torah is an expression based upon this idea that Beis Yosef quotes from the Yerushalmi. Lot Achar Torah is mutter, and that's the... So if you're upset it's not on the side of the page, at least the Dilyon Rashar quotes it on the bottom of the page, so it made it into Shulchan Aruch, L'maisa. Based upon what we've seen as far as the Ishah Talmud Torah, I would think the only thing that's usher, as the Shach points out, Aaron pointed out, Gemara and Tainus, Misam Pelev, what's usher? It's learning Torah. Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, Talmud Torah itself. What if a person wants to read the New York Times? Machlokas, if it's mutter to read the New York Times ever. Not also, this is the Aruch HaShulchan. What does the Aruch HaShulchan say? So the Aruch HaShulchan, you can't listen to the radio, you can't watch TV, you can't read the newspaper. So the Aruch HaShulchan, anything which is going to be Masiach Das, or bring simcha is going to be considered aser. So says the Aruch HaShulchan. And this Aruch HaShulchan in Sifkat and Tes is be'etzem a chiddush, because l'chora that wasn't included in the gather of Zer Chazal. Chazal said dafka Talmud Torah. That's the idea of Masam Chaylev. It's a special din for Talmud Torah. In fact, the Gemara Yerushalmi is a havamina. We don't pass from this. Yerushalmi is a havamina. The Beis Yosef quotes this Yerushalmi right here. We just don't pass from this way. The Beis Yosef says that it's mutter for a person to learn. If you open up a Gemara, Mesachus Harios, that you never learned before, you want to read Harios, if Makam that he's not usually used to learning, that's mutter. Because Nebuch, what simcha does a person have when he starts a sugya from scratch? You're trying to break your head, you don't know what's going on. Very important yusod. Yerushalmi. This doesn't mean only nowadays. You see that learning Torah is hard for anyone. Even the Gemara Yerushalmi knew that if you start a study that you're not familiar with, it's going to be hard. You don't have the same simcha as Torah. Says Yerushalmi, according to one day, that's mutter. Kamash one that's Asr. Ah, you're referring to Aruch HaShulchan. Isn't that the same thing as the Havdil? Read in the New York Times. It's Masiach Das. It causes some sort of diversion. Elamai, it's specifically a Gzeira for Talmud Torah. That's what I would have thought the Pashas is. Nevertheless, says Aruch HaShulchan Halacha L'maisa, all these things are included. It's a chumrah. It's definitely not the pashtus. That's the chumrah of the Aruch HaShulchan. One should not do anything else. One should read a comic book or the newspaper or listen to the radio, do anything else which is going to divert a person from Avelus. He says it's all considered b'deder hanegdom. And truth to be told, it's a tremendous chiddush. Yeah, I think he says... So those luchar, what's shot then in Dvarim HaRoim? Those, together with the Torah, there's specific things that are bad. Even though the Nosar Halim say, the Pesach Shuvah quotes and others, that maybe Dvarim HaRoim are different because they quote the real Evmas Nefesh. But Pashpashat is, oh, because, no, because they wanted, is because they couldn't answer everything, so they want to at least give you a way of being Mekayim Mitzvah Talmud Torah. That's not the Pashpashat. The Pashpashat is that it's Mutter, because those things temper the Simchas Aleiv with Agmas Nefesh, and therefore it's Mutter. But if you have something which is just Parav.
There's a newspaper
that has bad stuff. There's a newspaper about things going on in Eretz Israel, let's say. Should be Mutter, maybe. Yeah, maybe. Oh, not only that, so hold on. Not only that Gemara that you liked very much, but another idea, which is, we'll see Be'ez Hashem in 1 second in Shelos Shalom. But the Pashas is, the Aruch Shulchan is a Chumrah, and many of Elam are Makbid, some of them are not, but just to understand, it's Pashas Prat, it's a Chumrah, it's against the idea that specifically there's a Siman Shin Pei Dalud, which is Dafta the Isser of Talmud Torah. Siman Shin Pei Hei, the halacha is that Avil is Asper Shelos Shalom. The Gemara knows this as well from the Pasuk by Yechezkel, Hanech Dom, to be quiet. And here we have an unbelievable chiddush of the Rambam. The Rambam says, quoted by the Ramah in Sif Aleph, "Umeachar she'asur b'sheilas shalom." Once he's asur to say hello, kol shekein she'asur leharbos b'dvarim. He can't engage in conversation in general. Where does the Rambam get this from, Bukhara? Hanek dom. Be quiet. Be quiet means don't learn and don't say shalom. But certainly, if you shouldn't even greet people, certainly you shouldn't say other things. The Chori should be quiet. You should try to be quiet as much as you can. That is the din, not only the Rambam, quoted by the Ramah. So first of all, you see from that idea, like Jonathan, like you were saying before, similar to the idea of the Aruch HaShulchan perhaps. We extend the idea of Hanech Dom a little bit further. So the Aruch HaShulchan might argue, even though he doesn't quote this idea, Rabbos B'Tzvarim might be, that's the theme. Not to read the newspaper either. But from this Ramah, quoted from the Rambam, together with Sif Aleph in general, L'chore brings us to realize there's two different ideas in Isser Shelos Shalom. The Shulchan Aruch says, Ovel Osva Shelos Shalom, and the Shulchan Aruch gives all prescription of how it works. For the entire Shiva, he can't ask anyone else. And for the entire time for Shoshim, or for Yubeis Chodesh, they shouldn't ask him. So L'chora, if you look carefully in the Gemara, there's really two different spins on these two different ideas. The concept of him not asking Shalom is because he's supposed to be very quiet. Shouldn't even greet people. That's Hanek Dom. But the concept of others not asking him is because he's not Shari B'Shalom. And Avel, Kol Yubeis Chodesh for his parents, or Kol Shoshim for other of Elam, is not Shari B'Shalom. It might have been learned from Hanech Dom, but the Iker thrust of the Svara is not because we have to have less conversation. If he wants to talk for hours, he may do so. But he's not Shari B'Shalom. Don't have the chutzpah to ask the Avel, Shalom Aleichem, when that's Nebuch, it's not true. He can't have Shalom because he's not Shari B'Shalom. So two different dinim here. For the Avel to ask others only for Shiva, Zidin Hanech Dom, be quiet. He should not be talking. Says the Rabbim, on that din we have the idea, he shouldn't be Marbim Zvarim altogether. He shouldn't talk. And there's another din, which is that an Avel Shari B'Shalom, therefore the Avel is not Shari B'Shalom, therefore the Avel should not be greeted by others, should be all the way until Yudhis Chodesh, because he's not Shari B'Shalom. That's what the Rabbim only says, you shouldn't be Marbim Zvarim for the 7 days. There's another din afterwards, you can talk as much as you want, which applies for the rest of the time. Ramah quotes here that some people are not machmed on this, right where it says Sifkat Na'al from the Shach. In the Ramah, says, Yesh Mithil on the Idna, because maybe says, because we say our Shalom is not the same as Shalom, but the Shach says we don't really like this Svar. Because if Shalom, if when we say good morning, it's not really the same Shalom. There's a famous joke with two psychologists. One psychologist passes the other psychologist in the hallway and says, good morning. And the other psychologist thinks to himself, I wonder what he meant by that. So when people say good morning and they say it really, then they really mean it. But the Rambam says people don't really mean it, so therefore it's not considered shalom nowadays. Just say safer the maratab, say good morning, it's not really considered shalom. The Shach says if that's really true that shalom is not shalom, should even mutter. They're in shiva, why not? Uchara it should be even mutter, they're in shiva. Uchara. Could be the teretz of this idea might be based along the lines of what we said before. During Shiva is a different thing. Hanekdom, keep the conversation less. So therefore, even if it's tafer demaritav, even saying good morning, that's the reason for shalom. Why? Not because it's a din shari b'shalom. Shari b'shalom is a din in the word shalom. But conversation is true with good morning as well. That might be a Pesach understanding. Yeah, okay, you still have to put the exact opinion on the shalom. So then you still have to figure out why that exactly. But it might be that this idea is a Pesach to understand that there's two dinim shalom. One is the word shalom, which is true for shari b'shalom. The other din is good morning, which is part of conversation, which is going to only be if it's a situation of not being marv b'dvarim, perhaps. But the minhag in most of our communities, as the postman pointed out, is a person should not say hello. What if people go into an avil? So this is why the minhag everyone knows from Tisha B'Av. Not say hello. So I think, maybe we'll talk about this at the social tissue, but I think it's a repashut, adav urcha, that is mutter for an avil. If you call an avil to say hello on the telephone, parenthetically, we quoted Rav Huttner that said it's usher for to be nachem avil on the phone because of the din of avil mesa v'rosh. I saw Shiri Rav is the exact same yisod. I think that maybe Nefesh Rav has it, maybe Pinin Rav. Same idea from the Rav. It's a very Rav type of idea. Avil mesa v'rosh is a din. Can't be nachem avil on the telephone. So the Rav also thought you can be nachem avil on the telephone, but let's say you have no choice. Like Rav Moshe says, you can be nachem avil with the avil on the telephone, pop an avil. So the avil usually says yes, or says the person's name, the other doesn't say hello. So I think the Rapash Baruch Hachama, that is Mutter Adami to say hello, is Mutter to say hello on Tisha B'Av on the phone. Because what does the word hello mean? Hello just means, I picked up the phone, please start talking. But instead of saying, I picked up the phone, please start talking, you just say hello. It's even better. It's not Marvav Dvarim. V'haraya is a raya. In certain other countries, let's say in Italy, the way they pick up the phone is say, pronto. That's not how it doesn't mean, how are you in Italian. That just means start speaking. So the word hello is just a simon that I picked up the phone. There's no din to daft to use another word in order to not say. So maybe shalom would not be correct. But anything aside from shalom just means I picked up the phone. That's mutu l'gamri for an avil to say hello on the phone because that's not really shalos shalom. But in person, we usually don't even say tafin maratav, shouldn't even say good morning. What about to go to an avil and say, how are you doing? How are you doing? L'chora. Jeremy's going to say, "Ein l'chol she'elas shalom nadam yizu." How are you doing? So we don't have the word shalom, but if we say good morning, Asher, that's anything which is not she'elas shalom. L'chora, that should be Asher as well. How are you? Should be worse. L'chora. How are you really meaning? You go to the other one, not say how are you like those. How are you? Which is really just instead of saying, if I want to seem like a nice guy, instead of saying just hello, I say hi, how are you, and I don't care. So that's not good. That's l'chora considered mutter. But if you really say how are you. So I would have thought that's also that's Shalom Shalom. So B'di Hava Ovda, my father was sitting in Shiva one time. So Rav Kalman Epstein came to Menachem Avil. Rav Kalman, one of the Rosh Yeshiva from Shara Torah, and he started saying to me, he said, Shmuel, how are you? I think he said it to me. How are you? Maybe he said it to my father. So I asked him, I Shalom Shalom Beis Avil. So I didn't say that. I didn't respond right afterwards. So he said, no, he thinks for sure that's Mutter. What do you mean? That's Nicham Avelim. How are you? Means you're going to the Avel to be Menachem and try to speak to him about his condition. L'chara Dever Pasha, that's Mutter. That's not because of the other, the Isser of Shel Shalom. That's Ein L'chad Nicham Avelim, Gadol Mizu. To greet him. To say, good morning, hi. It's like Shalom Eshev. Not the Yitzhak of the Skan Mashiach. Shalom Eshev means two different things. You're Shalom to a person and you're Meshev. So your shalom b'shalom means you are the opener meshiv. Your meshiv b'shalom means to respond. Boaz with shalom b'shalom, he's the one who initiated. And meshiv means it doesn't mean to shalom literally. Shalom means the person who's going to be the initiator with the word shalom. So therefore, it's going to be mutter. That's a common thought, which makes a lot of sense. There's no right that should be usher. That's not considered b'deder. Safra demaritav. The siman shin pei vav. The iser is atifas barosh b'avil. Atifas barosh. It sounds like if you read the Beis Yosef carefully, what does it mean atifas barosh? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Gemara, Atifas Yishma'elim. And the Beis Yosef describes the way, if you imagine, the Lawrence of Arabia. How do the Arabs cover themselves. First they put in the kafiyah, that's on top of their head. Then they take, as the Beis Yosef says, they take something that's draping down, they wrap that over their face. So that's two parts. It's on their head, not their head goes down. The Shulchan Aruch says, according to the Beis Yosef, has to go until your nose. Doesn't mean you put your talus on until your nose, because then you can't see. It means that they have their head covered here, then the piece comes down, and they wrap it around their face as well, like they're going through the desert. Beis Yosef says he once went to a person who had the kafiyah around his face, and Beis Yosef says, I didn't know he was an Avil, I thought his tooth hurt, because he was covering his, you know, the famous people used to, when they had toothaches, used to have some sort of brace around their whole head. Beis Yosef says, I thought his tooth hurt, that's why he was covering his mouth. And I realized he was an Avil, that's why. Beis Yosef says, but diha v'uvda. And Beis Yosef says, that's why the halacha is, the Yerushalmi says you have to cover until his nose, that's the extraordinary. More than he would normally cover, just if he has a toothache. The Beis Yosef quotes from the Ramban, that the Ramban says, we're not noted this nowadays. The Beis Yosef Tosfos says the same thing in Maseches Moikaton, since we live among the Drayim, and even in our houses we have Shvachos, Avadim, they're going to think it's crazy, they think it looks silly. We can't do it. He says, Vadei Shulchan, hold on a second, what do you mean? It looks silly? Look silly? Why don't you just stop being Jewish? What do you mean? All of a sudden you change what the Drayim think? But you care about what the Drayim think, we might as well take our religion and disregard it. Why does Tosfos write Dafka here? Oh, it looks silly. So says the Beis Yosef, he thinks no, because the whole Vart in Atifas HaRosh is covered for the Avelim, covered for the Nifter, or to show the severity of the Beis Avel. And if it looks preposterous, if no one does it, then it's not covered. L'chorah, that's what Tosfos means. It's not because we're concerned about their derision, L'chorah. He says that's what he thinks with the Nios HaSandal also. In those days, it just looks silly. If it looks silly, that's not considered covered. It's not an idea of concern that they're making fun. So, the Ramban quotes the same idea of Tosfos, that we're not knowing this Atifas HaRosh because it looks silly. Says Beis Yosef, I don't know where you live, but where I live, I see everyone do it. So the Ramban says the Minhag does not do it some places, and the Beis Yosef says, I don't know Ramban where you are, but I say the Minhag does do it. That's the same focus we have in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says to do it. Rama says, Yeshem Moshe Neodim Zinus Ewu Batifa, we don't do it at all. Okay, Nakanami. So, they're not from the exact same community, but at least two different Minhagim existed in Klal Yisrael. So, Sfaradim L'chora, I don't know, Sfaradim, so it depends, L'chora, one might say, well, that, so then even the Bach quotes, they don't do it. Sorry? Well, no, Tosfos writes it's weird because of the Goyim. So you might say, you extend that, but nowadays since no one wears kefiyah, they think you have to for Purim, it's ridiculous. So the Bach quotes from the Rokeach, and the Rokeach, if you read the Rokeach literally, in the Bach says in the Rokeach, that no, we do, he says, he doesn't go to Tosfos, he just says, the Rekeach says, we do Atifa. How do we do Atifa, says the Rekeach? Take the hat and bring it over closer over your eyes. So says the Rekeach. Now, that's a Pella. Because the Gemara says, Mefurish, Amar Shmuel, my favorite Amora, Shmuel says that the halacha is that Kol Atifa She'ena, Katifa Yishmeirim is not an Atifa. Now, clearly, if you take a hat, whether it's a baseball hat or a porcelino, whatever hat you pull over your face, that's not considered Tifas Yishmeilim. There's no bottom being covered. Unless he means they also used to somehow push something up. But he doesn't write that. He writes, all Atifa was Atifa pushing the head in front of their eyes. That's the Rokeach way the Bach quotes it. And if you read the Bach Tipshuto, it's a Pella. But the Shach comes along and explains it. Even though the Shach is just quoting it, but the Shach adds a few words. Shach says, no. Miu Yesh Linog in the Sifkar Nalif, Atifa Ktas. What we do is a little bit of Atifa. A little bit of Atifa, so he means L'chor, he thinks L'chor, even when the Rokeach says Atifa, Rokeach didn't mean Atifa with a home run. It means a double. There's a little bit of an idea of Atifa. That's enough to Atifa since it looks silly. So therefore the Shach says compromise, we can't do the Gemara's Atifa, Atifa Tishmeilim, at least do a little bit of Atifa, pulling the hat down in front of the eyes. But Lamaisa, sorry? So L'chorah, this Shach is very important, but who's it against? The Ramah! The Shach tries to put it into the Ramah. But a Pashtun in the Ramah, no, without saying any footnote, means we don't do it b'chlal. The Shach is saying, one should do a little bit. So, there are two different Minhagim in Klal Yisrael. There are many that don't do it. In Eretz Yisrael, there are some people, even in the non-Yeshivas, there's someone who told me he was not Yeshivish. The person's not Yeshivish in Eretz Yisrael b'chlal. As soon as he was in the Beis Avel, like the halach we saw, Stima Sadolel, someone put a baseball cap right on his head. He wasn't even thinking. As soon as he saw the Tufas HaRosh, as soon as the Stima Sadovel in the Beis HaKlaros. Same idea. So many people are Machbid. There are many people, Rav Shechter, when he was Simon Shiva, I think put the hat, not on the Shushan Purim, but he put the hat over his face a little lower. There are people that do that. first of this idea of the Shach. But the Rambam disagrees, and the Baal Shulchan himself codifies the fact that many people, you don't need him. Many people don't do this at all. Many people don't wear hats b'chlal. That they're not makabal chori, they hold like the Rambam. So these people hug him, the Rambam and the Shach. But there's something else strange. The Baal Shulchan makes the observation, which is pashy, you don't need Baal Shulchan for, that l'chora, even if you keep, let's say you take the Shach's words, that you should keep the Atifa on, when should the Atifa be on? The Shulchan Aruch says, when did they do it? When does the minhag apply? Only when he's not with Avelim. When the Avelim are there, you should lift the Avelim in the face. You should take his hat off or lift it back. So, the Baal Shulchan puts 1 + 1 together. It makes it 2. Even if you say that we do the Shachs in certain type of Atifa, that should only be if the Avelim are not there. The Menachem are not there. L'maisa though, the Bircha Yosef quotes Lehefech. Bircha Yosef in the bottom of the page, from the Chida, says no. The Bishop quotes, "Ha'olam Nodin she'ein ofem masateif batifas erosh kol yom ela b'shosh shabanim lenachmo hefach hashkosef apostim." Exact opposite. They do. People, the minhag olam is to do it after when the avelim are there, when the menachem are there, not when they're otherwise. Says the Bishop, "I'll tell you pshat. I saw a tshuva by Reb Chaim Kasufi, Reb Chaim Kafusi." There's a tshuva about it. So let's have the tshuva of Chaim Kapusi. We'd love to look it up. The problem is, says the Beis Yosef, says the Birka Yosef, the Chida says, where is it? The tshuva Chsav Yad. It's in Chsav Yad. So we can't find it. He tries to miyashiv minhag olam. And to the best of my knowledge, this is the prevalent minhag. Even those that are machmir, to have the shach's atifa a little bit lower in front of their face, do it after when the avelim are in front of menachem, not the other way around. So that's two chidushim. The Ramah seems to say there's no need to do it altogether. Even if you're machmir at the shach, to do it, one would have thought like the Shulchan Aruch only Shalom b'fnei Menachem, but the minhag is after to do it when the Menachem are there instead of when the Menachem are not there. Ezra?
Haven't anyone changed this? It seems like one would assume the reason why it changed is because people just decided that, oh, why not do my hat? I'm going to look embarrassed. So I show you when people walk in. So they started doing the hefach halacha, and now we're just following people because they made a mistake?
No. Where no. So we don't know the Shulchan Aruch. So the Birka Yosef says, Herich l'kayim minhag u'masuk to shapir avdi minhag Yisrael Torah. If the Chida himself says this, that l'kayim kafusi says it's a good minhag, he can't argue with the Chida. He's not just saying, oh, people didn't know what they were doing. Sir? To do it at all. Right. No, so Bechir Yosef was the Sfaradi. So he definitely means, in fact, he's not arguing with the Ramah as far as the minhag, but what's interesting is that even if they did it, they did it the wrong way. They did it the wrong time. But if you put everything together, then if people are going to be Ramah people that are going to do it, they should do it. Well, they should have done Shulchan Aruch wise, but if they have Bechir Yosef for a while, do it the wrong time. Okay?
If they're just doing it like a Zayfer, like the original din, they're not going to be kind of like Shulam, right? So they're just doing it like a Zayfer. So then I guess they want to do it if they want to do it, they want to like exactly.
Maybe, but the Bechir Yosef, I don't know if he was a Sfaradi, he probably, Bechir Yosef was talking about the real Atifa probably. I mean, the Bechir Yosef's Atifa was real.
Right, so
and still they did it backwards.
Right.
It's hard to know. It might boil down to what Jeremy said, which is really that there's no idea of Atifa Bezan Azeh, but you do have the Shach. How different were the Shach's hats, even if they were different? We had the issue about the Kappa, the other Beradim, whatever the hat was, how different was it nowadays than nowadays, even if, let's say, it was a beret? So that was more Atifa than, let's say, just putting a hat in front of one's eyes? It's hard to know, and still it's a Zecher. Lechor, you would have thought it should follow the din of the Shulchan Aruch, but because it writes Lehefach, they do it only when the Menachemim are there, instead of when the Menachemim are not there. And the ikkar is, we should end up this week with Hilchos Aveilos, everyone should always have Nechama. We have a wonderful Shabbos, Rez Hashem. This Monday, we are at the Zuchus of having Rabbi Brander, Shlita, give a shir at 10 a.m. on end-of-life issues, Rez Hashem, from the beginning of Hilchos Aveilos. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.